Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. And we begin with breaking news out of Newfoundland and Labrador, where this hour, Happy Valley, Goose Bay is under a state of emergency. There is an out-of-control fire at the local Canadian Forces base. RCMP says it's spreading to an area that has explosive material. Residents have reported loud bangs, but RCMP have not confirmed whether an explosion has already happened. Residents in the surrounding area are being evacuated and told to keep at least 1 kilometer away. The fire's cause isn't yet known. Also unknown when it'll be put out. Premier Andrew Furey says the province will help any way it can. Canada's premiers are warning Ottawa against overstepping its jurisdiction as it delivers programs laid out in the budget. In a joint letter, they say provinces must have a say over programs like housing. And they warn the federal government cannot solve the housing crisis by working with municipalities alone. Trudeau says some provinces do not want to match the ambition of the federal government.
I'd always rather work with provinces, but if we have to, I will go around them and be there for Canadians because this economy deserves young Canadians getting the support they need.
Trudeau also says his government has worked constructively with provinces on issues like childcare. Alberta Wildfire is conducting controlled burns to protect communities from wildfires. As the CBC's Scott Stevenson reports, it comes as the province continues to deal with drought conditions.
This winter, we haven't had as much snow on the landscape, so it's really important for us to be proactively taking these types of approaches.
Melissa Story with Alberta Wildfire says crews have been conducting prescribed burns in high-risk areas since January. It involves getting rid of any dry or dead grass and vegetation near communities that could provide fuel for wildfires. So far, about 1,000 hectares of land have been proactively burned. Story says it's difficult to predict how severe this year's wildfire season will be, but the amount of rain we get is a big factor.
We're preparing for what could be another busy spring for wildfires, but we won't know until we've seen that kind of precipitation in the springtime and in the coming weeks.
Story says Albertans can help by alerting their municipality of any areas with dry vegetation that could increase the risk of wildfire spreading to their communities. Scott Stevenson, CBC News, Edmonton.
Now, because of those drought conditions, the largest water-sharing agreements in Alberta's history are in place. The voluntary agreements will see municipalities, industry, and irrigation districts reduce water use. Those municipalities include Calgary, Lethbridge, and Medicine Hat. Alberta Environment Minister Rebecca Schultz says the agreements will be triggered depending on a number of factors.
There's a couple of different things that we look at when we look at activating these agreements. One of them would be snowpack. One of them would be our reservoir levels. One of them would be river flows. The snowpack is the information that we are still waiting. We'll be gathering that in the next couple of weeks by the end of the month.
Recent snow and precipitation has helped alleviate some concerns about drought in recent weeks, but there are still major concerns in the south. RCMP issued a warning in Alberta about fentanyl that has been mixed with bromazolam. It comes after Health Canada seized a large quantity of the drugs following a suspected overdose in late February. Corporal Matthew Howell explains why the combination is more dangerous than just fentanyl on its own.
Bromazolam itself is a benzodiazepine, and because of its nature, is resistant to naloxone. So the reason why we're putting out this warning is that it's the fentanyl being mixed with this drug, what it causes is that naloxone, it will either have no effect or very little effect, more doses might be needed, and thus could lead to more overdose deaths.
The RCMP say the two drugs have been mixed into an oval-shaped tablet that is stamped with the number 20 and the letters SS. Howell says emergency responders in Alberta continue to see an overall increase in the number of opioid-related calls and deaths. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.